This is Ocean Commotion, the 7-part series about the effects of global change on Southeast Alaska.
From whale migration to sea star disease, Sitka is one shell of a place, and we are sure you'll love this podcast as much as we loved being here.
Hello, Raven Radio listeners. I'm sure most of you know your fair share about salmon, but how much do you know about the effect carbon dioxide has on salmon's ability to locate their home streams?
My name is Erica.
And I'm Bella.
And I'm Azucena. We are 3 students from UCSC who came here to learn more about global change here in Sitka. Since we got here in early February, we have been particularly fascinated by salmon and the role they play both culturally and environmentally.
Before we get into the science, though, I want to quickly recap on what makes salmon so special. We all know that they travel between freshwater and saltwater and return to the same stream to spawn, but we don't exactly know how they navigate back.
But researchers believe that they rely on chemical cues in the water, which contributes to feeding, reproduction, and possibly finding their way back home.
Yeah, you know, I actually remember reading a study done in 2018 that found that higher acidic water affects these chemical cues in the ocean, which could interfere with their ability to find their home streams.
Bella, no way. That is so interesting. But how does carbon play into that?
You know, climate change is a big word being thrown around nowadays, which refers to a lot of chemical and biological processes. One of these processes is called ocean acidification, where carbon dioxide being pumped into the atmosphere is actually absorbed by the oceans and causes water to become more acidic.
Oh, I see. So is it kind of like when carbonated drinks are filled with carbon dioxide and taste more sour? You're tasting a higher acidity, right?
Yeah, carbon in the ocean essentially has the same effect.
That can't be good for marine animals and plants. Hey, Erica, don't salmon spend the first part of their lives in rivers? Are rivers also affected by acidification?
Yes and yes. Rivers actually absorb carbon the same way oceans do, but less people know about river acidification. And another study in 2015 found that more acidic streams might decrease growth rates on developing salmon embryos. This means they will be smaller when they go out to sea, leaving them more vulnerable to predators.
Whoa. I know that with the current climate change trajectory, our oceans will be much more acidic than they are currently. And northern waters, like those are in Alaska, are acidifying at a much faster rate than the rest of the world. Bella, is this going to impact the local salmon populations?
That's a good point. Yeah, the faster rate of acidification will likely be bad for salmon. This could affect return rates, but further research has yet to be done.
That means that fishermen who rely on salmon runs will be at risk, as well as animals such as bears and orcas, and even the trees in the Tongass National Forest that gather nutrients from these legendary salmon runs.
Aw, I know this sounds so depressing, but things aren't all bad for the salmon. Primarily, just getting studies like these out into the world and spreading awareness about the effects of climate change is really important.
Yeah, you're right, Azucena. We have to remember that our emissions aren't only affecting the animals, but it's affecting our ways of living.
There's so many cool topics we could talk about regarding salmon, but unfortunately, we're out of time. We hope you learned something new, and we want to quickly thank the folks of Sitka for being so welcoming during our stay here. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Ocean Commotion is made up of undergraduates from the University of California in Santa Cruz, who report to you about your local marine systems in partnership with Raven Radio and Sitka Sound Science Center.
We'd like to acknowledge that for the past month, we have been doing our research on Tlingit land. The Tlingit people have been indigenous to this land for over 10,000 years. Gunaltish to the Tlingit people for their stewardship of Tlingit Ani since time immemorial and today.